U.S. considers limiting military ties to Myanmar over Rohingya crisis. By Elizabeth Diaz. The Trump administration is considering limiting U.S. ties with Myanmar's military in response to its recent violence against the country's Rohingya Muslims, a White House official tells Time. In the past 3 weeks, more than 420,000 Rohingya Muslims, an ethnic minority group, have fled their homes in Myanmar, also known as Burma, in what the United Nations human rights chief has called a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Until Burma's security forces act in accordance with the rule of law and stop the violence and displacement, moving forward with such engagement will be difficult, a National Security Council spokesperson tells Time. The conflict in Myanmar erupted on August 25th after a militant Muslim group attacked army security posts in the country's west coast state of Rakhine. Myanmar's army responded in apparent retaliation, and refugees have told aid workers that the military had set fire to their homes and planted landmines along their escape routes. The White House and the State Department have called for Myanmar's security forces to end the violence against civilians. They have also asked for the government and the army to facilitate humanitarian aid for displaced persons. The de facto leader of the country's civilian government, Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, says military operations in Rakhine ended on September 5th. Human rights groups say they are ongoing. The NSC spokesperson also suggested that the violence is continuing. We will continue to call for the Burmese security forces to immediately end the violence against civilians, the spokesperson told Time on September 19th. Myanmar's army wields enormous power in the country, despite recent democratic reforms after the military ruled the country for half a century. Myanmar's constitution guarantees the army 25% of the seats in parliament and veto power over any constitutional change. The army also controls three key ministries: defense, home affairs, and border affairs. Formal assistance to Myanmar's military remains illegal in the U.S., including the sale of U.S. military equipment and participation in the U.S. International Military Education and Training Program. But prior to this crisis, U.S. and Myanmar military-to-military engagement has been nascent, the NSC spokesperson says. The Obama administration explored limited military-to-military engagement with Myanmar to support the country's transition toward civilian rule. Last year, Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said U.S. military-to-military engagement with Myanmar included things like exchanges, professionalization, and observation of disaster relief efforts. It also included visits by senior officials, workshops that focused on international human rights, the law, or armed conflict, and rules of engagement, Rhodes said at the time. Any such engagement now, particularly at a high level, would be just terrible in terms of the message it sends, says Tom Malinowski, former Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor under Obama. The U.S. Congress is also reevaluating its relationship with Myanmar's military and with Suu Kyi's government. Last week, the Senate Armed Services Committee struck language from the National Defense Authorization Act that would have increased military-to-military engagement with Myanmar. The Burmese government and military are moving in the wrong direction, and I hope this action sends a strong message to Naypyidaw, said Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado, who supported the decision. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, wants to go even farther. At the very least, the leaders who planned and executed this campaign of ethnic cleansing should be sanctioned, all military-to-military contact should be suspended, and preferential trade benefits with Burma should be ended, Feinstein says. Some human rights leaders also want increased action against Myanmar's army. If you say, what would it take to stop the Burmese military, it would be some set of targeted sanctions, whether that's targeting their business interests, targeting senior members of the military, barring them from travel, seizing their bank accounts, stopping arms flow to Burma, says Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch.